60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, you know, over the years, we've heard a lot of weird crackpot conspiracy theories. Mm. Like flat earthers.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the world is run by lizard people. Or Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory is just the children's version of the Saw movies.
What?
Makes you think a little bit.
What?
Oh.
Never really bought into most of them, but today there's a new conspiracy theory that I'm fully on board with. Hundreds of people all over the world are convinced of something, and I don't see how it could possibly not be right.
Oh, no.
According to some historians and conspiracy experts, they say this is not actually the year 2019. They say this is really the year 1722.
Really?
Yeah.
No, wait. Just because, like, we've messed up the counting of time?
Well, why do they think the calendars are off by 297 years? There's three theories. Theory number one, some people believe that the entire Middle Ages was made up. It was a made-up period of time,
really?
Invented by royal historians because they wanted to scare people into thinking life was worse before kings and queens came around.
But we have found so many artifacts and bones.
I think that's the thing with conspiracy theories, Jose, is it doesn't matter if
planted.
There's facts that prove it wrong.
Theory two, back in the 1500s, the Pope switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, and that threw everything off, and some time could have been lost in the translation.
Okay.
And theory number three, one historian claims that documents from the 7th through the 10th century seem to be forged because the writing is just too good.
It's too good, huh? Yep. It's just too good.
So he says it's fake history. So you had to deal with fake news, but now it's fake history, too.
Oh, man.
So.
Can't believe anything.
No, you can't. Well, I did just see that scientists now think that it's a possibility that the galaxy is like millions of years younger than we actually thought.
Really? Yeah.
So, I don't know.
We got a new conspiracy.
Welcome to the year 1722.
Cool. Wait, do I still have rights? I don't know.
Probably not.
No, okay. I think both
dang it.
Rights
I gotta go get a musket,
too.
Oh,
yeah, Jose, you're screwed, too.
I'm brown.
Yeah, you shouldn't be here at all. All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shot caller last. And who did you get?
Queen Bee, Brooke.
It says Queen Bee.
Queen Bee.
All right.
That's
all
a
right.
Nice thing for someone nice to say.
I mean, thank you.
All right. Brooke's got the shot caller. And while she's putting that on, Jeff, please read Queen Bee, the shot caller question.
We are the
1700s. Every day, people make dozens of tiny decisions like, what should I wear to work today? Should I swipe right on this Tinder match? Do I go to sleep now, or do I stay up and watch one more episode of The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt? But what about the major decisions that really have a big effect on your life? Well, a new survey recently asked 2,000 adults, what's the biggest decision you've ever had to make in your life?
Wow.
So say a number between 1 and 5. I'll give you the answer for that.
2.
So 2 is the decision to get married.
Okay.
Okay, now tell me the rest of the top 5 in no particular order.
Okay. First, okay, I'm just thinking from the beginning of your big decision making, I feel like your first decision is like whether or not you go to college and where you go to college.
Yeah,
right?
I agree with that.
Like that was the biggest decision I had made when I was a teenager.
Some people don't have that decision, Brooke. You have to keep those people in mind too.
I said whether or not you go at all.
Well, some people can't go.
If it's just, if you're just poor and there's no way you don't get any loans, you don't get accepted, then you can't go.
Yeah, we're not all rich people like
I'm
you,
not
Brooke.
Saying
no,
rich,
it's a decision to not go. I feel hurt.
You can work really hard and you can get a scholarship.
No, you can't.
Okay.
No matter what she says.
All right.
Well, I would say my biggest decision was buying a car. Because you get a huge loan out. Most people can't afford
that's
to
a
just
good point.
Buy a car.
And
so.
It's super stressful.
Yeah.
Big decisions are always super stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, marriage is off the table.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
A new survey recently asked 2,000 adults, what's the biggest decision you've ever had to make in your life? Say another number. I'll give you the answer for that, too.
4.
4 is learning how to drive.
Oh!
How is that a decision?
You choose to learn when you drive. You don't have to learn when you turn 16.
That's true.
You can choose
not
when.
Not everyone can afford a car, Jeffrey, okay? Not everyone can learn
you
how
don't
to
need
drive.
To, don't you don't need
jerk.
To own a car to learn how to drive. You can learn with your dad's
car.
You can steal a car and learn how to drive. It is a
Jeffrey.
Decision that you make when you want to start driving.
That's you can live in New York City where you don't ever drive.
That's right.
Decide not to drive at all.
Brooke, I have the correct answers here. Why are you trying to argue with me? I'm trying to help you.
Forcing it in. No! I'm telling you.
So now you have two of the correct ones.
Okay,
what are the other three?
Okay. Let's keep them all rolling. Buying a house. Huge decision.
Yeah, huge decision. How about where you live? Like, you could decide if you move out of your parents' house. Like, that's a decision.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's not a decision because your parents force you to move out. I'm going to say when you move out of your parents' house. I'm going to say having kids.
Oh, that's
hopefully
a good one.
Is a decision and not an accident.
It's not
but
always.
Still. And then what's the last one I want to say?
I think a car or a loan, just any kind of loan. Maybe too generic.
I'm going to say, well, car was already in there, so I don't think it's going to go again.
Driving, you're right.
I'm going to say the first time you rent or rent your own apartment. It's a big decision. Mm.
You said when you move out of your parents' house.
Oh, my God, Jeffrey, fine.
It's the same.
I'll go with, what do I go with? I'm sticking with college then. You go to school, if you go to school.
Okay. Well, new survey found the biggest decisions that people have to make in their lives. I already gave you deciding to get married and learning how to drive. You had to tell me the rest of the top five. Number one on the list was having kids.
Yeah.
You got that one right.
Huge.
Number three on the list is when you decide to make a big move, either to a new home or to a city. You got that one right, too.
Okay, there
and
we go.
To round out the top five, the last big decision you have to make is deciding when you want to finally retire.
Oh
yeah.
Big decision. That makes sense. We don't think about that because we're far from that.
Yeah.
Got it wrong.
That's
and
cool.
Somebody wanted to hear All Star by Smash Mouth.
Can I decide I want to retire
checked.
Now?
Yeah. You might not have a house in a few years, but
now,
you can.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh, how does this go? Hey, now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey, now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
Thank you for stopping.
Yeah, no problem. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning. Moving 92.5.